Okay, today is Daf Chav Tes. We're on Daf Chav Tes. We're on the Mishnah, up to the Mishnah, Daf Chav Tes. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Ford family, Lila Nishmas Esther Rucham Bas of Chaim Alevi. Here we go. Ezi Shavua Shav. What's a Shavua Shav? What's a Shavua Shav? A Shavua Shav is an oath that has no reason, no purpose. For example, Nishba Lashanos is Hayidul Adam. You make a Shavua to change what everybody knows. Say something different than what everybody knows. Amar la'amad shal evan, shul shal zahav. You say about an amad of stone, pillar of stone, really it's gold. Vala ish shu isha. A man, that's a woman. Al isha shu ish. You say about a woman, she's really a man.
Today?
Today, I know today. the point is, it has to be a dual adam. There are some people, everybody knows that's a woman, and some people, everybody knows that's a man. We're talking about those people. 99% of the 0.9%, right? Nish ba'al davar she'i afshalo. Or you say something that's impossible. For example, no, not a guzma, an impossible. For example, im lo re'isi gamal she'pareach ba'avir. The Gemara is going to say this means, I will aser myself on all fruit if I didn't see a camel flying in the air. A camel flying in the air. Just says imlo reisi if I didn't see. What does that mean if I didn't see? I will know. I will aser fruit if I didn't see it. Vimlo reisi nachash kikor space abad. Or I didn't see a snake as big as a wine press. Again, I will aser fruit if I didn't see such a thing. Amal le'edim. If a guy says to edim, bo v'ha iduni, come give testimony for me, and he says back, shvua shlo na'idcha. I swear I don't have testimony for you. That, Rashi says, is bittel mitzvahu. You know, bittel mitzvah. Why? Because if you know testimony for somebody, you have a mitzvah to go. So it's just like saying, I'm not going to put on tefillin today. Right? She hainu davish eafshar. Rashi, that's impossible to be bittel mitzvah. It's impossible. What does Rashi mean by that? It's a difficult Rashi. Right? What does Rashi mean by that?
It means you can't voluntarily abstain.
Now, nish ba'al mitzvah, or if you make a shavua to be bittel mitzvah. Shalom lasa sukkah. I swear I'm not going to make a sukkah. Shalom, lita lulav. Shalom haniach tefillin. All that is shuva shav. It's a shuva shav. All that's a shuva shav, according to Rashi. Others argue. Others say it's a separate category. Yeah.
What do you do for that?
Zuhi shuva shav. This is a shuva shav. All that is a shuva shav. Shechayavin al zedono makos. If you do it on purpose, if you violate it on purpose, it's a makos, you get malchus. Fal shigagasa, putter. Shogig, you're putter. Why? Because it's no maisa. So you're putter for shogig. There's no carbon. Oh no, there's no carbon. There's nothing. Shogig is nothing. You do b'mezid, you chayav malchus. There's no maisa. It doesn't matter. It's an exception. Right? We said shavu is one of the exceptions of lav she'in b'maisa. Putter, nothing happens to you. Why? What about a carbon all of your rate? No, there's no carbon all of you by Shua Shav. Okay? Now, Shavua Sha'achal Kikar Zeh. If somebody makes a Shavua, I will eat this cookie. What kind of Shavua is that? That's a Shavua's Bitui. Right? Shavua's Bitui. I swear I will eat this cookie. Then he says, Shavua Shalo Achlana. I make a Shavua, I won't eat it. What's that? That's a Shavua Shav.
Right.
You already made a Shavua to eat it. So I can make a Shavua not to eat it. So, Hari Shona, Shavuos Bitui. The first one, the Shavuos Bitui. Shnia, Shavuos Shav. The second one, the Shavuos Shav. What kind of nonsense is that? Now, Achla, what if you ate it? If you ate it, Avar al Shavuos Shav. You violated the Shavuos Shav. Why? Because you made a Shavua to eat it first. So you have to eat it. But you made a Shavua not to eat it. So when you eat it, you violate the Shavuos Shav. Right? Lo Achla, if you didn't eat it, Aval Shavuos Bitui. You violate the Shavuos Bitui. Because you promised, you made a Shavua to eat it. Now by not eating it, you overrun the Shavuos Bitui. You carry the Shavuos Shav. Who cares about that? Right? Okay. Now, Amar Ula said, says the Gemara, that when you make the Shavua here, that on something that everybody knows, I swear that that wood is really gold. It has to be Adam. It has to be that three people know that what you're saying is wrong.
Correct.
It's wrong. That's not everyone knows it's not gold. What kind of nonsense is that? It's wood, right? It's not gold. Everybody knows that. Three people know that. What kind of people? Three regular people. Has to be experts, has to be metallurgists, whatever those are called. They have to be them, not them. Regular people. The Rambam says something fascinating. The Rambam says, if somebody makes a shvua that the sun is smaller than the earth, okay. Is that a shvua shav?
Back then, they didn't know.
He says the average person didn't know. You look up at the sky, it looks like it's small. You could travel on the ocean, you'd be on the boat for days and days and days, you never get to the other end. So, right? So people thought the sun's a small little star. Right? You look up at the stars, the sun's so small. It's fascinating, Rambam. Right? So he says that's not something that has to be something that, but now the experts, you know, Aristotle and the big experts and Da Vinci, they knew.
Galileo.
They knew. Right? But they were the Yechidim. They were the, that's not what it means. Has to be, with three people, yes, you stop three people, you stop in the street. You look up at the sky. The play, of course, it sounds smaller. Nobody knew. Only the experts knew. That's not considered a shvua shav, because that's not three people. You can find these rare, these cases, right? Yeah. Okay. Very good. yeah. Now, nishma al dabar she'ef shalom. You swear on something that's impossible. It just says, if I didn't see a camel flying in the air. So the Gemara says, Shvur Shari Isi Lo Kamar. It doesn't say a Shvur that I did see it. That's not what it says. It says that I didn't see it. Right. So my Imlori Isi. What does that mean? A Shvur if I don't see. What does that mean? What do those words mean? So Amar, Abai Amar, yeah, Tini Shvur Shari Isi. Change it to say a Shvur that I did see it. That's the same thing as saying a shvua that wood is gold. It's nonsense. It's just like saying I saw a camel flying around. What does it mean I didn't see a camel flying around? What does that mean? That's what the Mishnah said. I didn't see a camel like that flying around. So Rabbi says to change it to say I did see it. Rava Amar, no. But Omer, what you say is like this. The first half of your sentence is not in the Mishnah. Ye'esru kol peros sheba olam alai. All the peros in the world should be usher on me. If I didn't see it. Now, you didn't see it, because there's no such thing. So it's a shvua shav.
It's what?
It's a shvua
shav.
It's just like saying that gold is that wood is gold. Right. You didn't see it. That's not true. It's ridiculous. But it has to be, you have to ask for something else, otherwise the statement makes no sense. I asked for the fruit if I didn't see it. That makes sense. Now, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, listen to this. Vidilma, maybe. Hi, Gavra, this guy, Tzipur Rabba Chazi, he saw a large bird, the Asik Le Shmei Gamla, and he named it a camel. So when he said, I saw a camel flying around, it wasn't a lie at all. It was his pet bird. His pet bird name, his name is Camel. So it's not a lie at all. Now, want to play that game? V'chi Tema, you want to tell me that Mishtava, that when somebody swears, Adaiti Didei Mishtava, he swears on his own intentions? He uttered the words, a camel's flying around. Now, if you ask anybody in this room, they say, that's impossible. No, I meant my pet bird, that the name is Camel. That's what you want to go down that road? Right? Right? What? So what? You want to tell me that there's no such thing? V'chika mishtaba, adaita didei mishtaba. So when he swore, he had his own thoughts, not what all other things, but a subjective thoughts. V'chi tema basar pumi as linen, v'lo as linen basar daite. So what are you telling me? We don't go basar his mouth. We go basar. We don't go basar his intentions. We don't go basar his intentions. In other words, we don't say that. V'otanya, but we don't like this. Keshemash bein also. When guys come to court, they're arguing about $100, I gave him $100, he says I paid him, he says no you didn't. So when they come to court, someone has to make a shavua. So the Gemara says like this, Tanya, Kishemash bein also, when we make you make a shavua, Omrim lo, we tell you, Havideh, you should know, Shlomo daitecha on a mashbein osach. You're not swearing according to your individual private thoughts. Ella, rather, al datenu, on normal things, on what we think, val das bezin, and what bezin thinks. Now, my timer. Why does Bezin say this to the guy? Lav Mishum, isn't it because the Amrinan, because he'll say, we say, Dilma maybe, is Kundari Yahivle, he gave him back some chips of wood, some junk, right? The Asik Lehe Zuzi, and he calls them Zuzim. He calls that dollars, right? When he swears, he's going to swear his own thoughts. I paid him back the $100 I owe him. Yeah, because once I gave him a siddur in shul, and I called siddur him $100. So I gave it to him. So to make sure that doesn't happen, to make sure you don't pull that stunt, right? We tell a guy, before you swear, by the way, you're not swearing on your own thing, crazy thing, so you gave the guy a siddur, and you called that $100. No, it's normal $100. We say that, that no one should say that stunt. Right? Right?
So you
have to repay him in Bitcoin. You can't repay anything except for dollars. Why? Because nothing else matters. Only dollars matter. Now, if not for this Bezdin's having to do this, it would be true. What you think, it works. Bezdin doesn't want to have a problem, so they make it, no, it's not what you think, it's what we think. Dollars means dollars, not what you think a dollar is. Otherwise, it'd be a crazy world. But if not for that, a guy makes a shvua, I saw a camel flying around, maybe he meant this pet bird, who he called a camel. By shvua we don't allow it, because we don't want to have crazy rules. But when it comes to your own shvua, say whatever you want, what do we care? Maybe he meant that. So it's not a shvua shav. Not a shvua shav at all. The only reason we do it over there by Bezdin is because we don't want to have people not paying back their loans. But if not for that reason, you can say whatever shvua you want. Not a shvua shav. Right? That's the Gemara's kasha. Right? Low. That's not the reason. Hasim over there, mishum kanya derava. The reason we make you swear is because of the kanya derava. What is kanya derava? So Rashi says, it's hasim mishum kanya derava. La'olam basar pumei azlinen. Really, you go by what you say. Not by what you think. Not by what you think. You go by what you say. Bez is not choshesh that someone's going to give a guy a siddur and that's going to, he's going to think it's $100. No one's choshesh for that. No one says, no one does, no one acts like that. So why do you make the guy swear on what we think? Because there was a story like this. Vod itzrach long lamemar lo al datcha. Not what you think. Mishum de bepume yeshvua beramos. Because with your mouth, it could still be a shtick. How? Kigon, the ovle kana. He gave the guy a stick, v'nasan amal zotocho, and he put the money in the stick, right? V'hifkidu etzlo, and he told him, right, Reuven owed Shimon $100. So Reuven gave Shimon a stick to watch, and then the stick was $100, right? V'hifkidu etzlo, v'nishma shechzlo mosa, and he swore he gave him the $100. Now he gave him the $100, it's a stick, he gave it to him, right? Ula'acha shvua, yachziv itlenu, and then after the shvua, so can I have my stick back, please? Right? Give the shvua was 100% true.
Yeah.
But it's still shtick. Right? It's still improper.
Stick.
But it's a brilliant stunt.
Vahuv dahave kamei dravahachi. Right? So therefore we make him swear, none of this shtick. Here, watch, hold my siddur, hold my tilim, and the money's in the tilim. Well, make a shvua, then give it back in the tilim. No shtick like that. That's why we make him make a shvua like this. Does it have anything to do with what his intentions are? No. No one's choshish for that. So when you say, I saw a camel flying around, it can't mean your pet bird. Why? And nobody does that. Toshma. Another thing. V'chein matzinu, we find, she'eshbia Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, es Yisrael, when Hashem made Moshe, when Moshe made the Bnei Yisrael swear that they're going to keep the Torah, Amalan, he told them, you should know. This shvua is not on your terms. It's not on your terms, the shvua. El al dat hamakom. It's on Hashem's terms. Val daiti on my terms. And why did Moshe make them? Why did Moshe say that introduction? This is not on your terms, guys. It's on my terms. Why? Vamai. What's the reason for that? Leim aluhu. Kaim amai da amar loka. Keep whatever the Torah says. Right. Make a shvua. Keep whatever Hashem said. You're gonna keep. Yeah, that was the first time. This is the second time. This is Avos Moav, right? Lav Mishum, you know why? Moshe had to say this. Mishum Damaski Adatai Avodas Kochavim. Because people are going to be thinking about worshipping Avodah Zarah. Right? Right? People are going to be thinking about worshipping Avodah Zarah. So when they say to Moshe, yeah, we're going to worship the Torah. Yeah, I have an idol in my backyard. I call that Torah. That's what I'm going to worship. So to stop that from happening, Moshe said, no, it's not on your terms. None of that stuff. It's what I think the Torah means. Not what you think it means, what I think it means. Right? So you see again that we do care what people think. So when a guy makes a shavua that there's a camel flying around, maybe it's his pet bird, and it's not a shavua shav. So the Gemara says, lo. Now here it's different. Mishum, because davoras kochavim nami ikri eloka. Because a vodachav is also called a god. Dechziv Elohei chesef Elohei zav. The gods of gold and the gods of silver. Right?
So recognizing the avodah zarah.
What?
Avodah zarah.
Right. Saying the Sefer Dibros.
Yeah.
Right? What? No, the second one. Elohim acherim, other gods.
Right.
It says it straight out. Other gods. Don't worship other gods. So what do you see? Other gods, other avodah zarah is called gods. So therefore, that's not even a shtick. So therefore, Moshe to say, it's not what you think it is, it's what I think it means. Rashi says, it's true. Tosfos says, listen, look at the Tosfos. Kishyishbiya Moshe es Yisrael. When Moshe made them swear, right? He made them swear, it's not the God what you think God is. It's what I think it is. So who's he talking to? He's talking to people that when you ask them to swear, they have in mind Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos asks, Ksatz Kasha, Mahoy Samolas HaShavua. Well, then who would care about the Shavua? Kemo Shehoya Yorish Avodaso Avodas Kochavim. Kemo Kain Hayal Yorish Penyavua Shavua. So I wasn't Moshe afraid they're just going to throw the Shavua in the garbage.
Yeah.
If they're thinking about other gods, right, they're going to be so machmed to make a Shavua, they're not going to violate the Shavua, they're all the Avodah Zarah. Who are they going to care about that? What's going on here? Tosfos doesn't answer it. Right? They're not emotions. You must think what I think a God is. Because if you think a God is, you're thinking about Avodah Zarah. Then they're not going to care about the Shavua. If they're over the Avodah Zarah. What, they care about the Shavua? Oh, the Avodah Zarah, that they're going to do. But not going to violate the Shavua. Doesn't make any sense. Right? You have people like that, right? They won't Bizman Kriya Shema, but they'll cheat you. You have people like that. Right? You have people like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that would mean, we're talking about a person like that.
Then they go to the
mikvah. Before they cheat you. They won't violate a shvua. They won't violate a shvua, but they're going to worship Avodah Zarah. It's a funny thing to say. It's a funny kind of person, right? Right, so the Yad David, one of the answers, no, it must be some kind of, Moshe was not scared they're going to worship Avodah Zarah. Maybe on certain mitzvahs they're going to not keep. So you have to find some answer why to get out of Tosfos this question. Right? Okay. Now, so the Gemara says, so why did Moshe have to say, it's on my shoulders? He could have said, Kaimu Torah. Keep the Torah. Make sure to keep the Torah. Why does it have to be what I think the Torah? Keep the Torah. So that would have been Chada Torah. One Torah. We have two Torahs. We have Torah Shal Tzav and Torah Shal Peah. Vilema Kaimu Shtei Torahs. So Moshe should have said, keep two Torahs. If that's the case, I would have thought, Torahs Chatzis and Torahs Hashem. Not two Torahs, two specific mitzvahs. One's called Torahs Chatzis, one's called that I swore to keep. I never swore I'd marry a Rias. That I never swore to. I only swore that I wasn't going to keep, I wasn't going to bring Chatzis and Hashems. Right? V'kimu kol Torah Kula. Maybe, why didn't Moshe just say, swear to keep the whole Torah? Because, Avodas Kochavim, that people would have thought there's only Avodas Zarah. Damar Mar. If somebody worships Avodah Zarah, it's as if he violated the whole Torah. So when it said the whole Torah, it meant Avodah Zarah. Can I still marry someone else's wife? Of course I could. I didn't swear to that. At least I'm not going to worship Avodah. That I won't do. How about keep the mitzvahs? Well, mitzvahs, chad the mitzvahs, only one mitzvah. Kimu mitzvos, how about mitzvos? That's tarti. Mitzvahs is plural, so minimum plural is two. Kol mitzvahs kulam, how about all the mitzvahs? I would have thought mitzvahs tzitzis. I would have thought it's only talking about tzitzis. To Amar Mar, shekula mitzvah tzitzis, keneged kol mitzvahs kulam. Tzitzis is equal to all 613. There's like six mitzvahs that are equal to all 613. I think tzitzis, tefillin, Shabbos, right? Why he picks tzitzis? So, but we just said two lines above that Avodah Zarah is keneged kol Torah kulam. Yeah, that's in the negative. Right? If you violate Avodah Zarah, it's as if you violated the whole Torah. Here it's in the positive. Keep the mitzvah, all the mitzvahs. Yeah, he meant tzitzis. Every day I'll wear tzitzis. What else I do? Not anyone's business. But tzitzis I'll wear. Right? So Tosfos says, the Tosfos mitzvah tzitzis is Had the Shavak Avodas Kol Chavim, how come we didn't mention Avodah Zarah again? That all the mitzvahs means Avodah Zarah. The Kass of Beinami, V'chisasu, Kisasku V'losasu, is called mitzvahs Eile, B'parsha Shlach Lecha, V'amruk, Shekola Kofar Ba, Kamoda Kol Zarah Kula, right? So same thing again. When he said mitzvahs, he meant Avodah Zarah. Mishum, the Lashem B'di Adam, Lomik, we call mitzvahs Ela Tzitzis. Because when people say they're going to keep all the mitzvahs, they mean Tzitzis. Why do they mean Tzitzis? What about Shabbos? What about Tefillin? What about, I think Tzedakah also is connected Kol Torah Kula? Because people have a special love for Tzitzis, right?
Well, it's also the easiest.
What?
It's also the easiest.
It's also, I always say this, if you think how many mitzvahs do you do every single day of your life? Never missing a day. Very few. I can count two, which is Tzitzis and Kriya Shema. Maybe davening, learning Torah, you don't learn Torah, and then Kippur. On Tisha B'Av, doesn't count. So how many mitzvahs, you could do Kibbutz Avim every day, but Lamaisa, we don't. Most people don't do that. You could do certain mitzvahs, you could give tzedakah, you can't even give tzedakah on Shabbos, you can't even. You could do Chesed every day, I guess. Most people don't. Right? How many mitzvahs do people consistently do every day? I can think of two. Maybe you have more. Shema, the Raisa mitzvah, and Tzitzis. That's it.
Well, so the Quran is
that
better, crying?
Yeah, because it's so cheap. Okay. How much does it cost? $20, you get a pair of tzitzis.
Just
right? Right? Right. Okay. So tzitzis has a special chashivas to people. So when he said, I'm going to keep all the mitzvahs, people think it's only tzitzis, because it's such a chash of a thing. Every day of my life, I'm going to keep it mekayim, right? V'leim alohu, kaimu sheish meos, v'shalosh esrei mitzvos. I'm going to, what about 613? So that's a good taina. That's a good point. Well, Taimecha, more than that, Leimalehu, Al Daiti, Moshe should have said, it's what I think. Al Das Makom Lomali, why is he bringing Hashem into the equation? I'm not sure exactly what that question is. What do you mean, why are you bringing Hashem into the equation? It's about Hashem, right? The answer is, Ella, Kiyeche Dol Tehevi, Hafara, Yishuvah Sayu. Now, the whole reason why he made the Shavua was only to be that it couldn't be Mefer. Right, they'll make the Shavua today, and tomorrow they'll go to their buddies, and they'll be made for it. So you can't, I made it, but I'll das rabim, you can't be made for it, you're stuck, right? But it has nothing to do with the fact, whether or not it goes by my subjective, what I thought. That doesn't go. So therefore, somebody says, I make a shvua, that I'm not gonna eat apples. If I see a camel flying around, you didn't mean your pet bird. Why? Because we don't go by what you think, we go by what normal people think. Okay. Vimlo re'isi nachash, kikoris beis habad. Then you made another nonsensical statement. If I saw a snake as big as a wine press, for lo, no such thing. For I have a hahu to have a mishne shivur malka. There was once a snake in the times of shivur malka. Have chad. There was one snake. The echazik tleisar arvasa tivna. It ate 13. I don't know measures. What?
Hides.
I don't know. Doesn't mean it's stable food from
stable.
The horse. What the horses eat.
Hey.
It ate 13 barrels or troughs, whatever it is, of hay. That's pretty fat.
Bundles of hay.
Amar Shmuel, yes, Shmuel said what he meant to say was betoref, that I never saw a snake that was spotted like a wine press. Kulunami mitruf. Every snake is spotted, right? Sigmar says, no, tarifin bishagavo toref. I meant spotted on the back. That you never saw. Okay? Next. Shavua sh'achal kikar zeh, shavua sh'lo ochlera. If someone made a shavua, I'm going to eat that cookie. There's a shavua's bitu, you have to eat the cookie. Then he made a shavua, I'm not going to eat it. What's that? The same cookie. That's a shavua shav. You already made a shavua, you have to eat it. How can you make a shavua now not to eat it? That's just like making that this tissue box is really a human being. It's a silly shavua. How can you make a shavua to eat the cookie? The shavua is bitul. Then you made a shavua not to eat it. So what did we say? If you eat it, you'll violate your shavua shav. If you don't eat it, you violate your shavua's bitul. So the Gemara says, Hashta, Yishum shavua's bitul mechayev. Yichayev shavua's bitul. Yishum shavua's shav lo mechayev. You're not chayev for shavua shav? As Rashi says, right? Bitmiya. V'chi nishma levat alas ha-mitzvah. If you make a shavua not to do a mitzvah. Now when you make a shavua, I'm not going to eat the cookie. You're making a shavua not to keep a mitzvah. What mitzvah? What mitzvah do you have to keep?
Shavua.
To keep a shavua. So, v'yikayim shavuaso, right? Eino over mishum shav. You know, so didn't you also violate a shavua shav? V'arei kishiyotza shavua mipiv. When you uttered it, you have to l'shaker. al davar. You mean it's a lie. Shi'af shalo. It doesn't sound shaykes to you. You violate it even if you keep the shvuah. In other words, a shvuah shav is violated the minute you say it. You don't have to do anything. If I make a shvuah, this chair is my mother-in-law. The minute I say that, it's a shvuah shav. I say b'loshon shvuah. The minute I don't have to do anything, nothing to do. So the minute I make a shvuah, I'm not going to eat the cookie. It's a shvuah shav right there. Boom. I don't have to wait. Nothing for me to do. Shvuah shav is the minute you say it. It's a shvuah shav. Unlike a shvuah bitui, you have to wait. Is he going to eat it? Is he not going to eat it? Right? You have to hold hack. You have to do something. Here's something to do. So, one says, yeah, of course. Hashta, yeshuvah is biti mechayev, yeshuvah shuvah says, lo mechayev. But that you're not chayev for that? Of course you are. Hariyat says, shuvah l'shav, you lied. You said a shuvah shav. I'm of Yom, you're right, telani, afal shuvah is biti. Of course, you're chayev even for shuvah is biti. Right? Even for that, you're chayev. Right? Good? Okay. Next Mishnah. Shvuas bitui. A shvuas bitui is no heges ba'anashim, men, ubanashim, women, why not? It's not a mitzvah association as mangrava, right? Bikrovim, I don't know why the Mishnah says this. The Mishnah says it's a contrast, a shvuas edus, which cannot apply to relatives. So if my brother, I tell my brother, have you edus for me? He says, I swear I don't. That's not a shvuas edus. Because he can't testify for me anyway, he's my brother. So that's why it says over here, Krovim and Rechokim. When it comes to Shavuos Bitui, of course it could be with relatives and non-relatives. It doesn't make a difference. Why did I even mention that? To contrast it with Shavuos Ha'edus, which doesn't apply to relatives. Right? B'nashim, men, women, Krovim, Rechokim, women, Krovim, Rechokim. I make a Shavuah that I'm going to give you a dollar. So it could be I can give a dollar to my relative, I can give a dollar to my non-relative. Right? The Shavuos Bitui, I have to do something. Right? Doesn't make a difference if it's a krovim or a chokim, k'sherin, or b'psulin. The guy can be kosher l'edus, he can be pasul l'edus. Why? As to contrast with shvuah to edus, right? If you go to some gambler and ask him to testify for you and he swears he doesn't have testimony, that's not shvuah to edus. Why? Because he can't testify for me anyway, he's a pasul. Right? He's a gambler. B'fnei Bezdin, v'shalo b'fnei Bezdin. This applies in Bezdin and also outside of Bezdin. Shvuah to edus is going to be machlokas. Where you do that shvua. It doesn't have to be in Bezin or outside of Bezin. Mipiatzmo. Also, you can do it by yourself, right? What do you mean you can do it by yourself? I make a shvua by myself, right? I make a shvua, I'm going, a shvua is bitui, you can make it by yourself. In other words, I make a shvua, I will eat and I won't eat. We're going to see in a few minutes that another kind of shvua, somebody can make for you and you can say amen. And that can't be by a shvua is bitui. Are you going to make a shvuah that you're not going to eat today? Amen. It doesn't work like that.
No.
Right? The chayav and al-sadona makos. B'shog, b'mezid, you get malchus for this. Al shigagaso, carbon ol of yorid. A shogig is ol of yorid. Shvuah shav. What's a shvuah shav? Well, we said what it is already. Now, heges ba'anashim, applies to men. B'anashim, women also. Again, it's not a mitzvah, it's a shvuah grama. B'rechokim, with non-relatives. B'krovim, with relatives. Right? I saw some pshat why it switches. By Shuvah's Bitui, it says relatives first. And by Shuvah Shav, it says non-relatives first. There's some pshat, I didn't understand the pshat, but someone thought of this question. Why is it switched to order? B'ksherin, u'psulin. Again, Shuvah Shav can be with kosher people, with non-kosher people. Non-kosher means non-kosher ages people, right? B'fnei Bezdin. Shalom B'fnei Bezdin. U'mi pi atmo. Again, you can do it yourself. V'chayavin, al-sadona makos. If, again, shuah shav, if you do it b'mezid, it's makos. V'shigasa, potter. If you say it b'shogig, I never learned shuah shav. I didn't go to daf yomi for mesach shuah, so it was so difficult. I skipped that one. I never knew such a thing as shuah shav. Then you don't get no punishment. Achazu v'yachazu, both of them, hamashbia b'pi achirim, chayev. Achazu v'yachazu, hamusha b'pi achirim, right? Chayev, you're chayev, right? In other words, I said it wrong before. If somebody says it for you and you say amen, that's also chayev.
Even about food.
Even about food, right? Lo achalti hayom. Lo achalti hayom. For example, someone says lo achalti. You didn't eat today. Lo inachti tefillin hayom. You didn't put on tefillin today. I noticed you didn't put on tefillin the whole day. Mashbiach ani. Swear to me that you didn't put on tefillin today. Va'amar amen. And he says, Amen, that's true, I didn't. And I'll take a shvu to that effect, and it's not true. Chayev, you're chayev. You don't have to actually say the words, you can just say Amen. Now, how do you know that you can just say Amen? How do you know that? Where'd that come from?
Nazir.
No, not Nazir. Close. Same parsha. No, same parsha as Nazir. Sota.
Oh, yes.
Right? Amar Shmuel, kol ha'ona amen achar shvua. If you say amen after someone else thinks a shvua, you say amen, I affirm that shvua. Kemoti shvua mepiv dami. It's as if you said it yourself. Dechiv v'amar isha amen amen. Right? The Kohen says to her, all these terrible things should happen to you. She says amen. She didn't say a word. She said amen. V'amar ha'isha amen amen. V'amar ha'isha. The woman says amen amen. Not the the woman. Amar of Papa Mishmei Derava. Masnisin, what? Masnisin Ubrais and Nami Deka. There's a Mishnah, not here, the next Mishnah, I think. The next Mishnah and a Braisa both support the idea that Amen can be said to affirm a Shavua. Our Mishnah also said it. So they have to go to the next Mishnah from tomorrow's daf. Our Mishnah also said it. What's Rav Papa talking about? Shavuot HaEdus, the next Mishnah says, tomorrow, Shavuot HaEdus, Nohegis Ba'anashim, Falo Ba'anashim. Only men, not women. Why not women? Women can't be Edus. Right? Birachokim, only with non-relatives. I saw you were there when the guy borrowed money from me. Come be an aide for me. He doesn't want to pay me back. I swear I don't have anything to say to you.
Okay.
And then it's not true. So you chayav shvuz edus. If I go over to a woman,
also,
what? No, I go over to a woman. Please come give testimony for me. She can't give testimony.
Why?
Because she's a woman.
So because. Right.
Why can't a woman give testimony? We'll learn that tomorrow.
Also, a kibbutz shofarish.
Yes. No testimony. Right. Now that this rule, she can give to someone if say that her husband died. So she can get married, we'll allow women, right? But basically they can't give testimony, right? They've said many times, if it's something that's not edus, they can give, so for example, he said, I don't know if I benched or not. I don't remember if I benched. And your wife says, no, you benched, I saw you bench. Can you believe her?
No.
Of course
you can.
That's not edus. Right? That's not edus.
You don't believe anything.
Your wife comes up, how do you know, what? Eidachad nem bisurin. Wife comes up and she says, if the food's kosher, you're allowed to believe her.
Right.
Right? Why? Because Eidachad nem bisurin. She gets out of the car, she goes out of the house, she says she goes to the mikvah. How do you know she didn't just drive around the block and came back home? Because we believe her. Eidachad nem bisurin. Yeah. Eidachad nem bisurin. That's the answer. Now, when she tells you that you benched, she wants to bench again, you also believe her. Why? That's not Eidus. It's not Eidus.
Well, she's affirming your statement.
It's not Eidus. No, I don't know. Did I bench? I don't remember. She says, yeah, I saw you bench. That's not Eidus. Of course you believe her. You can leave a cotton, or someone's on the side, you can even leave a cotton for that. If you're a cotton, 10-year-old kid sitting there, I saw you bench. You believe that. Why? It's not Eidus. Anyway, Ksherin, Lov Absulim. Only kosher people can make the Shavua, not apostle people. Why? They can't testify anyway. Veno Hegis, El Burin Lahegid. It only applies to somebody who can be an aid. Right? Not a 10-year-old kid. Right? Ubifnei Bezdin. And it has to be in front of Bezdin. And also not in front of Bezdin. You can make that shvua in the living room. You can also make it in Bezdin. Mipi atzmo upi acherim. You can say it yourself. Others can say it, and you can enter amen. Both ways. Ve'en chayavin, and you're not chayiv ad shechapru behen bebezdin divrei meir. But you're not chayiv until you deny it in Bezdin. Okay, the shvua can be made in your living room, but you have to go to Bezdin then and then deny it. Then deny it in front of Bezdin. What do you? We'll talk about that tomorrow. What do you see? Right. According to Rav Meir, right. I'm sorry, I put the comma in the wrong place. Umi pi acherim in chayav and ashechapa ben bebezdin. If somebody else wants to make you swear and you're going to say amen, that has to be in front of Bezdin. If I come over to you and I say, listen, do you have testimony for me? And you say, I swear I don't. That could be even in the living room. But if I want to make you, don't you have testimony? Swear to me, you don't have testimony, and you say amen, that can only be in front of Bezdin. Next, Vitanya. So what do you see from here? Right? So what do you see from here? That amen works. Vitanya b'braisa. Another brisa. Shvuah to Eidus Ketad. What's an example of Shvuah to Eidus? Amar le'edim. Bav Adyuni. Please come give testimony for me. Shvuah she'ein on yodim l'chayidus. We swear we don't have any testimony to give for you. Right? Osha Amru. Ein on yodim l'chayidus. We don't even know what you're talking about. Right? Mashbiani aleichem. Will you swear to that? The Amru. Amen. And they say, yes, we will. Bein b'fnei bezdin. Bein shalom b'fnei bezdin. Bein pi'atmo. Bein pi'acherim. Doesn't make a difference where it happened. Doesn't make... Kivan shechapru, chayavim, divrei, Rameir. Rameir says, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference where it takes place. What do you see from here? That the amen works. That's all we wanted to prove. The amen works. There's a Mishnah and a Brisa that say it works. The problem is that amen works. The problem is, Rameir was just so sure himself. Because in the Brisa he said, that when someone else makes you make the shul, you're going to say amen, you can even do that at home. In the Mishnah, he said that can only be done in the Beis Din. So, kasha na hadadi, it's a kasha. El alav shma mina ha da'ana amen. The brisa must be where you said amen. So therefore, it can even be in your house. Why not? I'm making a shvua. Amen's a good shvua. Ha delo ana amen. And in the Mishnah, when I had to come up to Beis Din, it's because I didn't say amen. So I wasn't mekayim it. So I got to come to Beis Din to deny it. Shma mina, you're right. I'm Ravina, which made the Rava, Masisan Dahakanamidika. Our Mishnah said the same thing. What our Mishnah say? The Katani Shivuas Bitui, it said Shivuas Bitis Mahegis, Banashim, Banashim, Biruchok, Bikrov, Bichar, Bsul, Bifne Bezin, Sohe Bezin, Bipiatmo in Bipiacherim Lo. Our Mishnah didn't say anything about Piacherim in the Risha. Then in the Sefer, that's why I even made a mistake, right? Then in the Sefer it said, Vikani Sefer, Zev is a Moshe, Piacherim. Chayiv. Kashana Hadadi, so it's a Stira, El Alav. Shamina, hard on amen. The sefer must be where you said amen. Therefore, it's a good shvua. Hard on amen. In the ratio, you didn't say amen. Therefore, it's not a good shvua. El Shmuel, my kamashmalan. What was Shmuel talking about? Right. What was Shmuel made a statement? Any time you say amen, it's mekayim shvua. The Mishnah said that. What Shmuel told me is big grace of chiddush. Any time the Mishnah said it. Yeah, you're right. Shmuel was letting us know that you could be medayik it from the Mishnah. That's all. Just to let you know that. So look at Tosvos, the last Tosvos on the page. Shvua was done. Now Tosvos raises a very interesting question. Shvua no heges, ha'edis no heges, ba'anashim avalo ba'anashim. Why can't women be edim? What's the reason women can't be edim? It never says anywhere women can't be edim. Why can't women be edim? So Tosvos says, Reish Karek Shavuot Eidus. Tomorrow, Nathgalim, we're going to learn. Meva Amdu Shnei HaNashim. It says, two men are going to stand up. Im Kain, Isha P'sul Ladun. A woman can't be a Dayan. Deha Tanan, Beperek Bar Simen. Kala Kasha Ladun, Kasha Lehayed. Anyone who's Kasha to be a judge can be an aide. Deha, right? And therefore, since a woman can't be a Dayan, she can't be an aide, she can't be an aide, she can't be a Dayan. A woman can't be a Dayan. V'adichziv, he shafta es Yisrael, but Devora was a shofet in Klal Yisrael. How could you be a shofet? She's a woman. How could that be? Right? That's not a question. How could she pass the Mishayla? That's not what we're asking. How could she be whatever shofet did? Whatever shofet did. What did a shofet do already? The shofet was a judge in the cases of Mamonis? I don't know. Maybe she was. How could that be? So I always thought a shofet was just like, you know, a guy who was Mazari's people, gave people Musar, and he was a leader, a king maybe, almost, with a Dayan. So Tosfos thinks it's yes. So Tosfos answers, Ikla Neymar, Shaisa Mala Medes Lehem HaDayanim. No, she wasn't a Dayan, she just hung out with the Dayanim. She taught them, they taught her. What?
She was teaching them.
She would never sat on a case, because she can't. Happens to be she's a genius, she knows everything, so she can be a good teacher. Inami or Levisha Haitha Nevia, since she was a Nevia, Hayim Akablin Osalehem. Everyone, I'll take her, she's a Nevia. So whatever she says is straight from God's mouth. I'll take those odds. That's the pshat. Right? The Chain Yesh B'Yerushalmi, Me'at Hashem Yesh Me'ida, Ein Adana. Since a woman can't be an aide, she can't be a dying because they go hand in hand. Right? So the interesting Tosfos about Devorah. Right? So what are the two answers? How could it work? Either she wasn't a dying.
Right.
Or since she was in the via, so why not? Huh? Okay. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Oh, Hajj al-Aqsa was Shtayim, Hajj al-Aqsa was Shtayim. Hajalah Shvuas Shtayim.
I always thought it was Rosh Hashanah on that one.
Where is the shear?